Good afternoon, well, almost good evening, Wardville Community Church. It's Monday, October 24th, 2022. This is In the Know, episode 60. So let's dive right in. I think I just have one real announcement, and that is that November the 20th is our Sunday evening service for November. And I'm going to go ahead and throw out there the December one as well, because I'm going to be on sabbatical starting in the middle of November. So December 12th, I am going to pull this up on my calendar right now and make sure. December 11th. So November 20th, December 11th are the final two Sunday evening services of this calendar year. And I really think that's it. If you ordered Advent blocks, you can pick those up. We still have a couple of t-shirts available if you're interested in that. If we don't have your size available and you want to order one, you can contact me because we will probably try to put together another t-shirt order soon. But let's jump into sermon follow-up. I want community. That's what I'm titling this first section. In 3 John, those stranger brothers who ended up in on Gaius' doorstep became his friends through this messy, awkward process of hospitality. I would love to just be a fly on the wall and hear how their relationship developed and grew and how they came to respect and love one another as they sat around and talked about the Lord and life and how they came to the Lord and the ministry that they've been doing and the particulars of their churches. Like, those are just some of the most life-giving conversations because we're talking about the most important things. And so Gaius witnessed their love for the Lord firsthand, and they experienced Gaius's love for the Lord and for them through his hospitality. And my guess is that even though those brothers' work was difficult, and even though Gaius's hospitality was inconvenient, they were all ministered to by these interactions, and they all became friends in the Lord. I imagine they parted ways with full hearts, deep affection for one another, despite having been strangers only days before, and greater faith. Likewise, I believe, I truly believe that spirit-indwelt people can have a deep relationship and life-giving community with one another because they are family, brothers and sisters in the Lord. That's the deepest possible connection. Community is a good and right desire. As image bearers, and especially as image bearers indwelt by the Holy Spirit, we want community. God Himself is an eternal triune community. To bear His image, then, is to desire the meaningful presence of others. Here's the truth, though. And I said this yesterday. Often, number one, community does not look like we think it might. We have a wrong notion of it. And number two, community takes work. Sometimes I'm afraid, like I said, we have the wrong idea about community. Maybe we think it needs to be people we would choose in, quote, real life to be around, or people with whom our personalities are compatible. Maybe we think it must be laughter, smiles, and easy conversation where the time just gets away from you. It's true, we get along with certain people better or have easier conversation with certain people than we do with others. But here is a vital truth. Ease of relationship is not the measure of community. Ease of relationship is not our measure of community. Right? Community, like what we're really talking about, what the Bible holds out, it will be messy. It will involve inconvenient hospitality. It will mean that people who are strangers to you, and sometimes who are strange to you must become friends because they are your brothers and sisters, which might mean multiple awkward lunches or coffee meetings over weeks and months as you pursue relationship with that person to get to know him or her. And in thinking about even Matthew 25, it might mean befriending what Jesus called the least of these. Perhaps people you don't actually prefer to hang around with, knowing all along that to love them well is actually serving and loving Christ Himself. To pursue true community will mean the messiness of chasing kids around while you have half conversations with people. It will mean letting people in on your mess, letting them speak truth to you, and allowing them to hold you accountable for walking with the Lord. Sometimes we'll sin against each other, gasp, and we will have to apologize to one another and forgive one another. Real community will mean making yourself available and vulnerable when you don't want to. It will mean encountering others in their mess as their lives are falling apart and trying to help them start picking up the pieces and turning to Christ. It will mean the heartbreak of weeping with people. Yes, it'll involve happy, joyful meals filled with laughter, games, smiles, and interesting stories, but that isn't all it is. I'm afraid sometimes we limit it to that. If that's all we have, then we have a caricature of real, biblical, authentic community, but we don't necessarily have the real thing. It's good to want community. Just make sure when we say, I want community, we don't mean, I just want ease. It'll take work, and it'll likely look different than we imagine, but it will be worth working for, because our faith in and love for Christ will be built up, and we will be experiencing life in Christ's kingdom. Now let me talk about synergy for a minute. Now that sounds a lot like a business buzzword, you know, synergy. We're going to have this synergy within our cubicles, whatever. And I mentioned yesterday the Greek word for working together. I actually put the Greek word in the newsletter if you want to go look at it, soon ergos. It is a compound word of soon, together and with, and ergon, work or worker. The literal meaning is something like fellow worker or co-worker. And in the newsletter, I linked to like Bible Hub, which is like this online Bible app kind of thing. And you can actually read the different places that that word is used and how it's translated, where Paul calls them fellow workers. The word is the word from which we get our word synergy. You can kind of hear it. You can see it. Soon ergos synergy. And it isn't always helpful to read the English meaning from a dictionary into a Greek word from 2,000 years ago. But at the same time, there is a reason that synergy has come to have the connotation of the sum being greater than the parts. Even now, the English word has the meaning of working together, but it's over time added the nuance of the outcome of that working together being greater than either party or part could have had alone. I have to believe John would approve this meaning because of how the Spirit of God delights to work to do immeasurably more than we can ask or think according to the power at work within us. So when we take what we have, which is our willingness to pray and to give, and even sometimes to go, and we partner with those who are going, who have the will and the desire and the divine call to go, when we work with them, we can do more together than either of us could do separately added together. Like the sum is greater than the parts could have by themselves. And so I think that's the idea here is, first of all, we get to participate with people who are doing it as if we were doing it with them, like alongside them. We can partner with them. But at the same time, it also adds to them and it helps them so that they can do more and give themselves more to the work that they're doing. And so that word synergy, I think, is a really good word to use and think about when we think about partnering with other workers in truth. And speaking of that, I linked the website to Galena Bible Church there on the newsletter. If you want to keep up with them, if you want to support them directly with more, like over and above, you can go on their website and they have online giving there. And I've also shared just this really cool picture of what it's from their website. And I think it's their church building, but the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, are above it. It is incredible. So with that, I will let you go. Have a great week. I love you, people.